96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation with Hart Grant is brought to you by Alive, the Bahamas Football Association, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, Grace Kennedy Money Service, Jazz in the Gardens, Marco's Pizza, Pinder Tao, Prince Masters, Quartz International, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Brown, your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, March 6th. Hope you guys are beautiful out there. All those persons celebrating your birthday want to be able to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you as we slip deep within the realms of March. You guys are being able to celebrate your birthday. Mrs. Joyanne Dorsett, happy birthday, my dear. I pray that the Father continues to be able to watch over you and keep you safe, strengthen you from time to time and glory to glory, help you move in the direction that God has called you to move in. It is a wonderful day. Grateful to be in your company, guys. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. Their number, you can give them a call because we're still at the top of the month and you got to get your insurance in preparation to get your things on the road so you don't be riding dirty. But the numbers, you can be able to give them a call at 341-1-AFS. They can be able to take more than good care of you. Just ask for Mr. Richardson or my good friend Ethric Bowe. He'll be more than happy to accommodate you in those kind of spaces and make sure that you're good in that area. So give him a shout. Number 407 Blue Hill Road South. They take very good care of you in that kind of a space. So go and check them out, guys. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at Da Vinci Printing Innovators. They got everything available for you. I told you about it. If you got these sort of ideas wrapped up in your head with this sort of desire that you want to be able to, the scribbles that you've been kind of, you know, jotting down over time and, you know, for a significant time now, you wouldn't be able to kind of amalgamate, pull those things together. You got something under your mattress, you got something under your bed, in your night drawer, underneath in your closet, so forth and so on. And you pull these things together, you say, no, this could make sense. You want to make something of it. Go down there to Da Vinci Printing Innovators. They can be able to assist you with that. They are more than good, capable, and enthusiastic to take good care of you. You got to check them out. They're located in the Village Road Shopping Plaza, right there on the side of Bank of the Bahamas. And their number is 677-2776. Is that correct? 2776. You can give them a call and they can take good care of you, man. Just let them know that Howard Grant sent you guys over there. And we could be able to accommodate you accordingly, right? Got to shout out my good, decent people over at Coco Plum Wellness Bahamas. Coco Bahamas. They got everything laid out for you as it relates to being able to get yourself the evacuation. Let's just use them kind of words. The evacuation that you're looking for in your colon, that kind of rumbling in your stomach, that kind of a backup that you've been having. And you want to be able to rid yourself of all of the little parasites and the tapeworms and the this and the that and all these things. You want to be able to go and check out my girl, Dr. Teresa Adley Smith. She can take very good care of you. You get 25% off on Mondays. You get 25% off on Fridays. The base price is $149. You get 25% off on that thing on Monday, 25% off on the thing on Friday, and you get 50% off on the 25th day of every month. You want to give her a call at 445 855-445-8111. I got to be able to get that number again and make sure that that's the proper number for you guys. But you can also hit her up at cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com. cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com. This is a beautiful day, man. And on this day, as you touch your papers, like I always say, you make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. When you touch that paper, you could feel there's some supplements in that. And on the supplements, as we look at the page and the papers and all those things, we can see our brothers and sisters have passed away. A beautiful Chinese in their 30s. They passed away in their 70s. My God, we don't even know who the people is sometimes. But praise God. They had a good picture in the paper, right? You get this paper, you look at this, and you touch this, and you realize our brothers and sisters have passed away. Now, if you're one of the persons who are responsible for kind of putting your family member, your loved one down, and the administrative arm of that, making sure you get find a proper funeral home, find a proper this and that, who can do who can do the booklets, who can do this, who can do the graphics, all these things like that, I always tell you, check out my good, decent people over at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They can be able to capture the true life and essence of your loved one and put them down with the style and class, the demand their life has made whilst they were here. So it's very important that you go and check them out, and they can take very good care of you in those areas, all right? So make sure you check them out, right? Guys, I want to also let you know that we've been doing this thing for a little while now, coming up on the March 11th, which is next week, Tuesday, right? March 11th, I think from Tuesday to Saturday next week. March 11th to the 16th, we have CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship at Malcolm Park Beach Soccer Stadium. It's going to be right here in Nassau from the 11th of March to the 16th of March. You got to be able to watch the Junkanoo Boys take on the top teams like Panama and the United States of America. It's free to attend. I got to be able to emphasize that, guys. It's absolutely free to attend. We want you guys to be able to come out and support your team. Have a wonderful time and being a CONCACAF. In the studio with me today, I got these representatives from CONCACAF being able to talk to us about what we can expect come March 11. Guys, introduce yourself.
I'm Kyle Williams from the Men's Bahamas Beach Soccer National Team.
Good morning. I'm Leslie Sinfla, member of the Men's Beach Soccer Team.
Kyle and Leslie. Guys, talk to me about this idea of what our expectations could be when we get down there on March. Because then you build this big stadium. I keep passing it every so often, going over the bridge. Now I see a little party every so often down there. But you can use it for the real thing this time. We play soccer this time. This ain't no red T-shirt competition.
It's not a fat.
Praise God, right? Talk to me about what our expectations could be come March 11th to the 16th.
All right, so we have qualifiers coming starting on March 11th. The energy is similar to like a FET, you know, it's beach soccer, so it's like...
So you still have to squeeze the little red T-shirt.
Yeah.
You're doing a lot.
But it's played on the sand, so it is beach soccer. It's a lot smaller than traditional grass soccer. So for that reason, it's high intensity. So it's a lot of aerial kind of moves. It's a lot of running. It's a lot of sprinting. And so it's a very dynamic sport that we play. So it's going to be very exciting. It is qualifier week starting next week, Tuesday, so we're excited. It starts at 2 p.m. To straight to 8 p.m.
All our games. When it starts next week?
Next week, Tuesday.
At 2 p.m.?
Yeah.
2 p.m. next week, Tuesday.
Right.
Okay.
And so our games are at 8 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is free.
This is absolutely free.
I think you got to let people know this because, you know, people see the excitement, especially if they're going home on East Bay Street and looking for things to do. Right? And so they see all this excitement and then automatically you think, well, my God, I don't know if I got the thing today. But you're saying that this is absolutely free. People just pull on the side of the road and enjoy themselves up until 8 o'clock or even a little after 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, going right through till the 16th. Talk to me.
Starts on Tuesday. Like I said, the very first game is at 2 p.m. So if whatever you're doing during the day, you just want to go stop by, you don't need a ticket. You just show up. You know, it's absolutely free.
You can even take your lunch break if you want to just...
Bring your lunch break.
Right, yeah.
If I come there on my lunch break, you're going to throw the fat things on me and then I got to go back to work with all these things on me. No.
Lunch break would be more soccer.
More soccer.
Yeah.
Okay, I just come back with a sign on my shoes. That's fine. So 2 p.m. next week, Tuesday, you want everyone to be able to come out, all those persons who are avid soccer fans, and even those persons who are looking for something to do, all the kids out there. If your kids are home from school, they're not doing anything, and you want them to kind of get enthusiastic about something, this is a great space for you to do that. It's a safe space so you can be able to do that also, So that's just important that we can be able to do that. So 2 p.m. next week. Now, what time we run from 2 p.m. to what in the night?
All right, so it goes 2. First game is at 2. Second game is at 4. Third game is at 6. And the Bahamas play at 8. So the Bahamas will be featured all at night games would be 8 o'clock.
8 p.m.
8 p.m. games.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So anytime I will come. So y'all playing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Y'all playing every night or we just?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then we break on Friday. And then Saturday is semifinals. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday.
So, guys, you want to come out there and be able to enjoy yourself. Anything else you want to let persons know, you ain't got to tell them how to get tickets. Just let them know where it is and what to expect. Tell them how to come dress, what they got to wear.
So, for sure, you know, we play the 8 p.m. game. So, you got to represent Team Bahamas. So, come in your aquamarine, your gold, your black. You can bring maybe some cowbells or anything to kind of make some noise. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Just no whistles, but you can bring cowbells, you know. Bring your drums, stuff like that. Anything to cheer us on, you know, because it makes a big difference while we're on the field. We're on the sand. It's hard to run on the sand. And so that extra...
How many people are on the sand with you? Is it the full 11? I think it's 11.
It's five.
It's only five. Yeah. Right? And this is crazy, man. You guys got to have a strong core to be able to run up and down on that sand and things like that.
Yeah.
How much cheering you get? Didn't test the theory yet. Yeah. I'm not gonna fight you. In due time and due season, right?
Right.
But I'm saying, man, this is exciting stuff. You got five persons on the team. Now, who can we expect to see? Well, as we know, we come in there to see the Bahamas. We see that we got the USA coming. We got Panama. Who else we should be able to expect to see in this space between those few days?
Well, you got Trinidad,
mm-hmm.
El Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico, Costa Rica. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Trinidad, El Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico, and
Costa Rica.
And Costa Rica yeah. Right? Panama, United States of America, Bahamas.
Yes.
Right. This is a good
little. Yeah.
That's what we want, you know. Yeah. Want everybody to come out, you know, come out in your full colors and
you know,
your support.
I would normally think that you'd be able to see either Santo Domingo or Haiti involved in these particular things. They were involved before. They're not going to be doing it this year?
No, they never. No, they never had been.
They never tried it.
Part of it, yeah.
They never tried it.
It's a developing program.
Yeah.
It hasn't reached them yet. I know Jamaica was a part of it a while back. They're no longer not in this competition, but it's a developing sport. So we're trying to get as much smaller nations.
That's not heavy in the Caribbean, eh?
Not
no,
beat soccer,
not
but
beat soccer.
No.
Is this a Olympic sport? Not official yet.
They were talking about it, but nothing.
Now I used to watch beach volleyball. I mean beach soccer.
Right.
I used to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I only the girl beach soccer. This is always interesting to me.
Right.
When I was younger, right? And I know that there were variations to those particular things, and I always used to be able to love that. Mm-hmm. And so to see that the Caribbean. And in this kind of a space, we are island nations. This is something that we should gravitate towards.
Yep, most definitely. Naturally, we're in a habitat where we're surrounded by beaches, you know? So it's a great thing that where we can always just go by the sea. And the good thing about it, the whole concept of the sport is it doesn't necessarily need a big budget nation in order to do well. Like on grass, you have to kind of have those resources in order to do very well. And beach soccer, not really. For example, Tahiti, they did it. A few years back, another small island nation, and they're one of the top 10 teams in the world. So that's the idea. We compete in this sport. It's not like we just go out there and get beat really bad, you know?
So you travel anywhere else to do this, or you just invite persons to Bahamas and do this? Because I know this is, what, your third annual or second annual? How long? I know you all did this last year.
Well, the one we did last...
You did something last year. You came here and told me about it.
It was Bahamas Cup. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is CONCACAF qualifiers.
Okay. Well, this is wonderful, man. I want to. Mm-hmm. Have you guys gone off to do anything just yet? You gone to Belize or any place else to be able to do some stuff?
No. Well, we normally like I said, qualifiers. It don't normally be here. It's be different countries. So
El Salvador,
Mexico,
Costa Rica.
So when it's there,
so you travel there.
Yeah, we normally travel.
Oh, this is excellent, man. This is excellent. I got to be able to commend you guys and really encourage you, Team Bahamas, with CONCACAF to continue to be able to move forward and do all the wonderful things that you guys are doing. Guys, please go out and support your Team Bahamas. You got some great teams that are going to be coming down and being able to enjoy themselves with 2025 CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship. It's going to be right there at Malcolm Park, Beach Soccer Stadium, from March 11th to the 16th. Kyle, I want to thank you. Leslie, I want to thank you. Leslie, for being able to stop with us today. Guys, it starts at 2 p.m. next week, Tuesday. 2 p.m. next week, Tuesday, and we could be able to get those things going and make some things happen like that, all right? I want to thank you. Anything else you want to put on the table?
I guess the sponsors. We want to shout out to the sponsors. We have Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, Ministry of Tourism, Alive, Heineken, Nassau and Paradise Island Promotion Board, J.S. Johnson, Acupure, Original Parties, Bruce LaFleur and Associates, Insurance Management, Bahamas Waste, Bahamas Wholesale Agency, Gatorade, Guardian Radio, and Corcoran Christie.
My God, you got some good sponsors. Tell them call me when you finish. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the CONCACAF team here. I'm Kyle and Leslie being able to tell us about it. Go make sure you check them out next week, Tuesday, right here at the Nassau, at Malcolm Park, right here in Nassau, is the 2025 CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship. You won't want to miss it. It is absolutely free. Come out, bring your children, bring your cowbells. Don't bring no whistle.
No whistles. No.
Yeah, because you throw the ref.
The ref.
You throw the ref, right? Bring your cowbells, bring all those particular things, right?
I forgot to say there's entertainment too. So
it's entertainment?
Yes.
One dancers. Element you're missing. One element.
So we have.
They're looking for free food too, you know?
So you have great entertainment. Like halftime or in between halves periods, yeah. You will have like girls dancing, stuff like that. You have fans on.
Girls dancing.
On the sand.
This is important.
Entertainment. Right.
So there's a lot of entertainment there also. Yeah.
Guys, come down and enjoy yourself, man. And guys, I want to thank you also very kindly for being able to be with me. All the best to you guys, eh?
All right, thank you.
All right, guys, we'll take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The foundation. Foundation.
You're a builder. You want to give your client the best material at the best prices, and you need to put food on the table. Well, check out these prices at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68 includes VAT. By the way, all these prices include VAT. Gray Select Water Shield, 134.20 a roll. Felt, 15 pounds, 16.50, 30 pounds, 19.80. Owens Corning Duration Shingles and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallner Roof Cement, $33.47. When it comes to screwing and nailing, Pender got you covered. He got every nail and screw you could possibly need.
You or a loved one currently under medical care? Do you need affordable medical supplies? Ports International is the largest home health care supplier. Our compassionate team is committed to patients and their loved ones. From hospital beds to wound care, wheelchairs to water, your medical supplies, and we accept all major insurance. With two locations to serve you, at Airport Industrial Park and Shirley Street, we also ship to the Family Islands. Visit us on Facebook or call Ports at 377-1771.
Dominican Republic, destination for the team. When an all-expense-paid trip for two by sand and three, or more money transfers to enter, what a deal. With Western Union, you get to see just how it feels. Yeah.
Esto está caliente.
Te barrias.
Really hard.
Hola, hola from the DR. Taking pictures for the gram just to show you we are. GK money be the motion, papi, mamacita. Go to Chris Kennedy, the team is ready to start because... Dominican Republic, destination for the team. With an all-expense-paid trip for two by sand and three. Or more money transfers to enter, what a deal. With Western Union, you get to see just how it feels, yeah. To see just how it feels, yeah. With Western Union.
Attention Marco's Pizza lovers in Freeport and to our Cable Beach customers. We have heard you. Our carryout one large, one topping pizza is now available at all locations. That's right. Whether you live out east, west, central, south, or in Freeport, Marco's has you covered. Call in or order online and pick up in restaurant today. Marco's is getting bigger and better by the moment. This unbeatable deal is available for a limited time only.
Foundation.
foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Brown, your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this absolutely gorgeous Thursday afternoon, jamming the way that we are, always being able to bring you the latest of things that's happening around town, and really informing you on a Small Business Thursday about where we are as a nation, as a people, and how we being able to get some things happening. So I'm grateful to be able to do that. Before I go on, I have to be able to let y'all know, because my good friend Ephraim Jones is sending me all of these things. If you're hungry right now, it's lunchtime, you want to go down to Garden of Eden and get yourself some stew, conch, and peas and grits. He sent a picture to me, stew, conch, peas and grits. You got platin, coleslaw, the whole thing laid out. So if you're looking for that, go down to my good friend over at Ephraim Jones. He is in Eastwood. All right? That's right across the street from Elizabeth Thingham, right? Elizabeth Police Station. You steam conk. He texts me again. While I'm talking, he's texting me now. He texts me right now while I'm talking right here. Steam conk, right? Oh, the steam conk. Sorry. Steam conk. And peas and grits today. You want to be able to do that and enjoy yourself. Ephraim, you're talking a lot and sending me all these pictures. Make sure you put a plate aside for me. Amen. Praise God. I can send my son for it today. Guys, it's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. And he texted me again, right? Grateful to be in your company. And grateful to be here as we continue to be able to jam on the Small Business Thursday. Always happy to be able to be here with you. Now, we've been talking for some time about conservation, the idea of being able to get yourself in a strategic position to look at the future of sustainability as it relates to construction in those particular models. You know that I have had an advocate, a champion, a disciple in the sense of being able to bring this to you, this information. To you at the forefront with MST Bar and the fiber reinforcement polymers, all the way from art development, art construction, and being able to talk to Miss about that is none other than Avery Lightbourne in that particular capacity. My brother, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Howard. Good afternoon, Bahamas. Hope everybody's doing well, and it's great to be back here again.
You brought Stone Oak Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Sitting with us is none other than Darren Woods in his particular capacity. Do we go Reverend Dr. Absolute Bishop?
President
of Bahamas.
Good man. He's a good man.
Grateful to be here, man. I'm grateful that you're sitting with us today, and none other than Darvin Russell also being able to do that. Introduce yourselves to the company, to the country, and let them know exactly who you are.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. My name is Darvin Russell. I'm representing Stone Oak Bahamas. Here along with Brother Darren Woods from the Hotel Association, or the Hotel Union, and Brother Avery Lightburn here. So we're happy to be with you today to talk small business and to talk about our expo coming up on the 29th and 30th.
I like this. Tell me about the expo. Before we get into that, tell me about Stone Oak. Tell me about the concept and idea associated with it and sort of the commitment that you've made since your inception to this point.
Sure. Stone Oak is a small home developer. We focused on affordable housing for folks in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, which is the reason why the second annual expo that we're having at the end of the month is so critical. We're going to have over 50 exhibitors, Howard, $50,000 worth of prizes and surprises to give away, and we're excited.
When is the expo going to be?
It's going to be on the 29th and the 30th of March at the Kendall G. L. Isaacs Gymnasium.
Between 10 and 5?
10 and 5 on the 29th and 11 to 5 on the 30th.
Okay, so what's the expo? What are you calling it?
It's a homeowners and builders expo.
Homeowners and builders expo.
So it'll be where you come and speak with all of the persons involved in acquiring or getting a home for yourself. Or even if you're interested in renovation, you already own a piece of property that may have a home on it and you want to renovate it. You own your land and you want to build. You don't own anything and you want to work at it from scratch. So the banks are going to be there. The insurance companies are going to be there. Folks like Mr. Lightburn are going to be there. All of the suppliers are going to be there. So it's going to be a fantastic effort. So if you've got your job letter and you're super ready.
We could come with a job letter.
We could come with your job letter.
One time?
One time. One
BPL time. And what and so you can't tell people that counterfeit money.
No.
My job God, letter. A job letter we can counterfeit that. Yes. We ready to go. We ready to go and be able to get that. Right? But tell me about these particular things. I mean, Mr. Woods, in your capacity, what capacity do you play in this also? Talk to me about it.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Of course, my name is Darren Woods. I'm the president of the Bahamas Hotel Catering and Allied Workers Union. Of course, we're responsible for the hospitality and restaurants and the like. For us partnering with Stone Oak is this is my third term now, and we wanted to focus on empowering our membership across the length and breadth of the Bahamas. And we believe that home ownership is one of the most important acquisitions that our people can get.
You realize y'all ain't giving me enough time to have this conversation? I see what you did there.
Yeah, I see what you did.
You slide this on me because you don't want to say 2 hours to have this whole conversation. Because things have shifted over the years. You know, I come from Grand Bahama and looking at the Princess Casino and Country Club and being able to identify the principles associated with that. If you guys are familiar with that, they used to have their quarters.
Yeah.
There was always accommodation for those persons who worked for the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you worked there, you had an opportunity
to stay.
Mm-hmm. Things have shifted significantly, drastically over the years when you're on your own like Pat Boone.
Yes. Yes.
You understand? And so now to be able to see you guys are affiliated with something that could be tangible, something to be able to put their finger on and say, okay, this is what we're doing, and we could be able to touch and feel something, I think it's a wonderful thing. Tell me why you guys got involved with this.
But the reason why the union got involved was because we recognize that the government, this present government, is doing what they call their charge or transformation to get home ownership for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. For the hotel union, we don't want to see the members of the hotel union be gobbled up in that, in a national race for home ownership. Because, let's face it, the politicians could do what they have to do to get reelected. And so what we want to do is create an avenue for the members of hotel union to have an inroad or a direct road in to being able to, one, qualify for homes, because we would have just had a symposium just the other day, letting them know what they need to do to be able to qualify, because we now have the credit bureau. We can't have loans and owe this one and owe the next one. You got to now fix that, right?
You are wrong for doing this to me today. You're wrong for doing this to me today, because I got real questions to ask.
Yeah, but listen.
And the real questions is, have you sat down with the government and indicated, because the government has been talking on several avenues. We've seen the prime minister come out and said that they give a couple keys out. I think it's maybe about less than 30 homes, right? Or 30 homes or so, right? They cut some keys out. They, smile, kiss some babies, take some pictures. They did their thing. And they say that they have even more to go, I guess, before their time has come to an end. However, they've been pushing real hard for this rent-to-own concept, right? And pushing for this rent-to-own concept, they haven't really been able to work out the tweaks and work those things. The former administration said, if you get $15,000, we can give you a piece of service property. We can give you this service property. People were indifferent with those particular things. Has the union sat down and negotiated a block, a slot for the second largest employer in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, which is the hotels?
What we have done is we wrote a communication to the Prime Minister, who has responded to entertain us, because we wanted to say to him, listen, we understand what the government is doing, but from the union standpoint, we want to be able to have that avenue or make that avenue available for our members. We can get the funding, right? We have the technical team to go and do what we need done. All we need is either by grant, not Howard, right? And or... Either by grant and or concessionary rate, so that we could, as Mr. Russell would have indicated, provide affordable homes at quality, not saying that the ones that they're doing aren't quality. And the thing about it is, our people would be able to say, well, this is what I want in this one, this is what I want in the next one. And so this is the charge that my administration has taken on, because it's important to me. And let me tell you why it's important to me. Mr. Bain, the late Patrick Bain, one of our former presidents, he started a housing program back in 2003, right? Where the union and the credit union collaborated, where they provided, I think it was just over 200 homes. I was a benefactor of it. Why? I had my property, so while they were doing the housing program, I was able to get my mortgage. And so for me, I said, if it worked for me, if it benefited me, mm-hmm. I believe it's something that we can see done for our membership, because it's important. The other reason is because we just concluded a whole slew of negotiations in terms of industrial agreements where we got record-breaking emoluments, salary increases, benefits. So the thing for me and my administration is to ensure we direct them on how or what they should do. Investing in a home, because a lot of people out there, they want homes, but they don't have the avenue in which to get it. There's only so much to partner, in the first instance, with Stone Oak, mm-hmm. to have this done, because they have some resources. And the next thing is partner with the government. The government have some resources that we could use. And then we identify a private financier who's going to be able to do some stuff and get our people going. So that is the reason why we have decided to do this, because, listen,
I like this, by the way.
I have some members out there who are hungry for it. When we started to put all this information together, they came out in droves to the symposium.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Wanting to know, listen, how do I qualify?
We want a house.
Yeah. Yes. And when we started to say, listen, we even have the expo coming up, it's going to even be a little bit more intimate. If you bring some stuff, you'll be able to get some stuff done right away. Mm-hmm. You know how gratifying that would be for us to say that, listen, we were the driving force to ensure that our members are the benefactors of a home. Something at the end of the day,
you know what,
that
I like
they can
this.
Call their own.
I like this. And, you know, Avery, you have been on the cutting edge of conservation, the cutting edge of innovation, and really being able to introduce something new to our society, mm-hmm. and say your advocacy relentlessly has been saying that this is the path to take, and being able to do that. Now, as I sit here and I listen to you, Mr. Woods, in your particular capacity, I think of innovation, I think of creativity, I think of synergy, and I think of unifying, because I'm watching what you're doing with Stone Oak, I'm watching what you're doing with Avery, I'm watching what you're doing even with the government. The government has indicated that we need public-private partnerships to be able to make these things happen. Mm-hmm. But your membership wants instant gratification, because there is a long time we've been waiting for this. What do you think it would take, you think, needs to happen, and synergy that needs to happen, to say to the government of the Bahamas, we need 10 acres, 15 acres of crown land right now, right now, to be able to execute this? Because you already have the partnerships, you have the finances, you have the capital, you have the insight, and you have the customer base, which is the demand.
Right.
Now, how do you now supersede the red tape by the government? Because this is just politics. This should be a shoot straight. You didn't want to say this. I can say this for you. This is just politics. You are in your position from a political standpoint within the confines of your union. You have to perform for the people who put you there. Mm-hmm. The government, in their particular capacity, in the same political narrative, but they are for the people. But they got to take care of their people. So you got to go through so much things to get how you could cut that red tape, get one piece of crown land, and put everybody, set them straight.
Here's how we do it. You go directly to the source. You see, you don't go through this one and the next one. You go directly to the chief.
Okay, so we're talking to the office of the prime minister right now.
Right now.
Like right now.
And here's what you say to him. You are looking out for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
My people happen to be a part of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I want to do for you. I want to take at least the 10 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And if that gives me 200 homes,
mm-hmm.
we say we have partnered with the government, mm-hmm. where the government would, by grant and or concession, given the union the license, so that we could create these 100 homes. The government partner with us. They do the groundbreaking, and we are able to, at the end of the day, give those people this. It still comes out of your lot, what you're trying to do,
mm-hmm.
because you want it for the Bahamas, we want it for our members.
Mm-hmm.
All we have
to do. They still could cut the ribbon.
Yeah, but here's what I say to the PM, my friend, right? I say,
I like what you did there. My friend, right?
Right? Go ahead. I want to show you that the union is serious. Because a lot of times, people say, oh, the union are only rebel rousers. They only make noise and all. But here's why I think it's important. Because yes, I have some mothers who are looking to stop renting.
Yes.
I have some fathers
mm-hmm.
who want to be able to take his family and put them in a home at the end of
the
day.
Out of the people's apartment.
Oh, yes, man. Because guess what? I always say, you know, you could have renters, but it don't have to be you. Because
mm-hmm.
if you move out, and if we recognize, based on what some of the experts in the area were saying, how we're having a challenge with home, affordable homes. You move out, you get yours, someone gets a rental income. Because now, what they're saying, a lot of people are turning their rental homes into Airbnb. So which means that is now driving up the cost of apartment rents or houses have been converted to something different, and so there's a shortfall. And we know anytime there's a shortage, the price go up. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what we need to do is, how do we now try to bring that down? By making some things available to some people. Take these 200 people out of rental unit, put them in their own, that's 200 people could go into those rental units.
I like this. Now tell me about this, Avery. You got 50, you got 50 persons coming out to this expo, the Homeowners and Builders Expo that you guys got going on at the Kendall GL Isaacs Stadium from March 29th and 30th. These 50 persons, do they all carry the same synergy, the same energy, the same desire, the same focus, the same mindset for transformation in this country? Talk to me about it.
I would say so, Howard, and I just thank Stone Oak again for coming in on and accompanying me today, because I think this is where it starts, or where we're trying to get, when all the stakeholders come in who have the innovative ideas and they are now experts in their own individual capacity, presenting it to the Bahamian people at an affordable cost. I've done a number of presentations at the Stone Oak events, whether it was at the Defense Force Base or the prison with their unions, and Stone Oak is actually, I mean, pioneering the charge. And just to give pay homage to Mr. President over here, he had the Minister of Housing at the last presentation I was, and they had a booth there, and the minister was there giving a charge to the persons that attended, and I commended that because I think that was big. That shows the partnership is available to have. It's just what are we presenting, or what are the parties presenting to make this happen for the Bahamian people? Because if you have the government on their end doing their thing and private entities like Stone Oak doing their thing, I think that this is a this is something that is unstoppable for Bahamian, anybody who's a Bahamian, to own a piece of the own a piece of the rock, and that's where we're trying to get. This is the most beautiful country in the world. My role is to try, not like I said, to try and get as much people now to have a sustainable home, a home where maintenance wouldn't be such a huge factor, and so Orsons are the stakeholders that you see in getting you to your turnkey position are going to be at this expo. I'm just one of a piece of a bigger puzzle that helps with the beginning and the end, with the foundation, right? For lack of a better word, with the foundation.
This is an excellent
Keep going. With the foundation and the end result, because now your money, hard-earned money that you're putting into this investment stage is now going to last for a lifetime and probably your children's lifetime. So it's legacy that Stone Oak is putting together, bringing all these stakeholders. You got the Bahamas Contractors Association involved. So any amount of persons who you need as from a skill point where Stone Oak has different developments, let's say they have 5, 6, 7 developments with Bahamas Contractors Association involved, now you have those subcontractors, which the association is now offering training courses for contractors who are certified to put these things together. And so you could do it in such a mass amount with all of these stakeholders at the table. So right now is the start of pioneering something great. And so I'd love everybody to show up on the March 29th from 10, between the hours of 10 to 5.
This ain't only for hotel people.
No, it's not the general public.
It's not. The president is just here because I was to one of his events, and I can tell you they are excited about this. Imagine this is a ripple effect to all the unions. I think all the unions should be doing it.
Yeah, because I'm sitting here thinking about various unions, and, you know, over the years we haven't seen that kind of synergy, that energy within the unions to be able to amalgamate your strengths and show yourself a formidable force in our society. Mm-hmm. There has been fractions, and there has been the about a vision that bigger than your union as an individual. When you're talking about something that's bigger than all of us, and you find yourself in this position where you say, you know something, this possibly can work. If we put our differences aside and start to agitate for 10 acres, 15 acres, 20 acres, and you have the support of the second largest employers in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, this got to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then in election year, it could happen.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going
quick.
To happen. Because if...
That's
if
a I, hint, sir.
If I'm allowed to just say, in speaking to my president of the Congress, Ms. Belinda Wilson, that is also something that she is doing on behalf of her membership.
Mm-hmm.
You would have seen her collaborated with the Teachers and Salary Credit Cooperative Credit Union,
yes,
to do pretty much the same thing. And, of course, she's also agitating for land to be able to do some houses on behalf of her members. So I believe now that the trade union movement, we recognize that we at the point where while we would have gotten salaries, emoluments, and benefit, what else?
Mm-hmm.
We now have to be creative. The times have changed now, but the method of some of the things that we do remains the same. So we now have to be innovative and say to our union, when our approach was, we took the PEACE approach, the acronym PEACE, protection, empowerment, advancement, service, where we protect your negotiated right, we empower you, we advance you, meaning we move you from where you are to another place, a better place, and we provide service to you. That's a part of what we do. It ain't only about the representation side of it. That's why I tell my people every day, the union has two sides. There's a representation side, there's a business side. Both have to coexist, because if either falls away, the organization falls away. And so we need to be able to say to our people, this is what we are doing on your behalf as the people who you've elected to serve and represent you. We want better for you.
I like this. Howard, they got so many. I just want to call off some of the people who are here. You got BOB, all the banks, BOB, Commonwealth Bank. You got RBC. You got Family Guardian. You got CBS Pro Store. You got BPL, Water and Sewerage, Ministry of Housing. You got all the stake, all the players, all the realtors. There's so many people that are going to be involved with this show.
You got NWCCUL, because that's my credit union.
Yeah. I just was going to say, what happened to the credit union?
My credit union is in there.
Okay. Yeah. But you're going to need to be able to, because we've been having issues with a great deal of things in terms of the Canadian banks doing their thing.
Yeah.
We need to be able to find local security so we could be able to truly have this empowerment that you talk about. Man. So I want to be able to hear more about that, right?
Sir. Yeah.
So tell me, Mr. Russell, where we are right now, you guys have done a tremendous thing.
Thank you.
That have been the strength to be able to bond these things and bond this concept together.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, thank you. Thank you, Darren. Thank you, Avery. So in addition to that, Howard, I don't want to leave the Family Island folks out, right? So if you're going to be in town that weekend, please come on out. Everybody in this room has the resources to go and build your home for you in the Family Islands as well. So make sure, get on a plane. You don't need to make a special trip, but make sure you give the girls in the office a call, 815-8818, if you're going to be in town. If you need the kind of support that you need to build a home in the Family Islands, you have your piece of property and you're not able to physically make it to the expo, we'll be happy to share some information with you to facilitate that. The Hotel Union and Stone Oak have been talking about having one of our private expos, like a tour like we did for them privately here in Nassau a few weeks ago. We've already met with and had a similar private meeting with the Teachers Union. So we're moving around the country trying to make home ownership affordable, trying to get Bahamians sensitized to the things that they need to get their budgets in order, just to prepare themselves to be homeowners, because we know it's a heavy lift.
So the number again, 815-8818?
Yes, sir, 815-8818. So right, we may have one or two more exhibitor spaces available, Howard, for those chomping at the bits and feel as though they missed an opportunity. They can feel free to call the office to see if anything is available, but it will definitely be a sold-out event.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want to be able to be there at the Kendall G. L. Isaacs Stadium. It's going to be next week, well, week after next, on the 20, or the last week of the, of month, the month, right? The 29th and the 30th, the 29th and the 30th of March, you want to be able to be there. Homeowners and Builders Expo, you want to be able to do that. Like they say, they have two slots available. If you're out there, maybe you sell cabinets. Maybe you're trying to be able to expand your business. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have the blocks in the back of your building for 50 cents a block. Yep. I don't know. I speak it into existence right now. And
if you got some granite, you got some stuff to install in the kitchen. Yeah,
I don't want to forget, it's also Builders and Garden. So if you're landscaper, if you're landscaper, you don't want curry in the front of your yard.
I
hate to see that, eh? Your big pretty house and all this curry, and then you got to dust your foot off. Come on, put some salt or something in front of your yard to make it look good.
Yeah, so landscaping companies.
Right. So all your landscaping companies, and then also if you're landscaping and maintenance, people got to cut the grass after they do it.
Yes.
They do. Find yourself in the position that make these things happen, guys. If you're a window cleaner, if you're out there and you're cleaning window, if you're cleaning boxing or whatever the case may be, all these things would need to be done in this area. You want to be able to connect with people that are making this happen, right? We got the rebar already taken care of. Don't bring any rebar. leave your rebar home. We get that taken care of, right? But we got everything else. If you want to be able to do that, come out here and be able to be a part of that. That's going to be on the 29th and the 30th. This is exciting, guys. Yeah. Now, look here.
Remember,
we got 2 weeks before this thing happened.
Yeah.
Don't let this be casual. Come here again and let's talk about this. You know, as a black man, I can tell you this right now. Come here again and let's talk about this between now and then. Okay. And let's be able to do this, because I want to commend you guys for taking this path and really being able to empower the Bahamian people and supersede some of the red tape that exists and find your strength within. And this is important, right? So I thank you, my brother, Avery, for being able to pull those persons together. I want to thank you so much. And Darvin Russell being able to talk to us about these things all the way from Stone Oak. Guys, call Stone Oak and get to be a part of that. If you're from the Family Islands and you're here in Nassau, Charlie, just come over to here, my baby. You need to find something. 815-8818. 815-8818. And you can be able to get assistance in those areas. You got everybody, all the banks come out on the 29th and the 30th. You got Bank of the Bahamas, you got Royal RBC, you got Commonwealth Bank, you get NWCC, all these particular, you get everybody.
NWCCUL.
CCUL. Hey, listen, y'all need to C-A-L-L me. C-A-L-L, right? Let's get some things happen.
Yes, sir.
Guys, I want to thank you so kindly for being here with us today. All right? I look forward to this exciting event. Guys, we're going to take this quick commercial break, get to news, and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Get to stacking up the flavor at Burger King Nassau with its new Stacker King lineup. It doesn't get any bigger, better, or meatier than the Stacker Kings, which feature bacon, cheese, and a delicious stacker sauce, all piled on as many flame-grilled Whopper patties as you can handle. For the chicken lovers, try the all-new crispy chicken your morning's high with a croissant sandwich stacker loaded with meat, cheese, and stacker sauce on a warm, flaky croissant. Don't miss out on the bold flavors of the Stacker King collection, available at Burger King Nassau.
Bahamas, are you ready? The world is coming to Austin for the 2025 CONCACAF Beach Soccer World Cup Qualifiers. March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Stadium next to the Sydney Poitier Bridge. The Jungle Beach Boys, top five in CONCACAF, taking on Mexico, USA, and El Salvador. Beach party meets world-class soccer. Non-stop action, Jungle rhythms, great food, and pure vibes. And it's free.
Free.
Bring your crew, ring your cowbells, beat your drums, no whistles. March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Stadium. Visit BahamasFA.net for details. Bahamas Beach Soccer, pure vibes.
Bahamas. Join Sherwin Gardner for the Find Me Here album launch on February 28th, 7 p.m. at Bahamas Harvest Church, JFK Plaza. Featuring from the USA, Kalante Gavin and Katiri B, and Positive from TNT. This will be one epic night full of blessings. Get tickets at a live events app or Bahamas Harvest Church and SherwinGardner.com. A blessing's gonna find you here. Powered by Alive.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing these knives to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he's tied. I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know. and nobody gotta know it's you. So out of the way, all you gotta do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
All right, come on. Oh! Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Give you the development. You can get some taste of that every so often. Don't fight me. I am from the 80s and 90s. This is when I found that acoustic situation last night. I say, I'm going to play this. And you're going to love this thing, right? It's a wonderful thing, man. That's Arrested Development. That is some of the, you know, the flavor that I've had. Next time you can hear a little bit of acoustic Far Side. We're going to be able to jam into that, guys. This TikTok thing is amazing. I mean, the little nuggets are just crazy. Thank God America ain't shut it down, right? So we can be able to do that, guys. It's a wonderful day, man. I'm waiting on to see whether or not Ian's going to be able to join me today and kind of dive into good conversation with me about what's happening over there his business and his inner town and how things are happening with direct marketers and how things are happening in those areas, right? Make sure let's talk about these things. I know you all want to talk about this. In the interim, let's talk about this. The Prime Minister defends his travel and Davis says that the benefits are far exceed the costs. We just need to know the benefits. That's it. We don't need to defend the idea. We just need to be able to put the benefits on the table. That's it. This is our expectation is to get boom, boom, boom. That's it. Simple. We don't have to be able to give a contrast between the FNM and the PLP, what the FNM has done one time ago, and blah, blah. We don't need to go through all that. Just these are the benefits. And this is our expectation. These align with the concepts and ideas, the vision that we espoused and kind of cast for the Bahamian people in our blueprint for change. This is what it is. Simple. We got to get into no complexity and no tit for tat. Let's get into the core of it and be able to do what we have to do. Hutchison Port deal sparks worry. There are concerns about the potential investors of the Grand Bahama business people that the deal announced this week for the sale of Hutchison Ramport may be a detrimental impact to the growth of the Freeport Harbor Company and to Grand Bahama in general, as it is likely that the MSC will be the controlling stakeholder for both the Harbor Company and Freeport Container Port. This would impact the independence of the operation of the Harbor Company, with MSC potentially competing with other customers who may be in similar business lines, say the observers closely monitoring developments. The worry is that the growth and expansion of the Freeport Harbor Company will now reside in the hands of the entity and potentially competing interests in the operations. I just read some information about Blackstone last evening after I've been alerted. You know, Sea Island sent all the stuff to me, and so I did a little kind of deep dive rabbit hole and identifying those particular things, and I understand that you just spent $23 billion being able to purchase the Panama Canal. And it's a difficult thing when you sort of have this conversation about democracy and the erosion of democracy or the perceived democracies where corporate entities has taken over the main source of what you want. And we talked about this. We talked about corporatocracies. We talked about this idea of the economic hitmen and how these things particularly happen. And it's just peculiar to me now that we are all business persons in Grand Bahama are alerted to this idea that there may be an indifference, right? With it says this impact on the independence of the operation of Harbor Company and MSC potentially competing with other customers would mean who may be in similar business lines. Well, you didn't think about that when the Chinese bought up all the harbors in Grand Bahama. You gave that no consideration. When every port of entry in Grand Bahama is owned by the Chinese. You took none of this into consideration. But now, I think hindsight would be 20/20. I thought you would have had vision beyond that. But your complacent posture and position and this sort of an idea of being able to relegate all of these entities to someone else because you're too lazy. My God, let's just be decent. You're too lazy to be able to put the work in these things, or you don't view value within your community to be able to do it yourself. This is a strong conversation, and I'd like to be able to get deep into this and to talk about these things. It says the government intends to meet the deficit target. This is the Prime Minister says, and BPL Pike deal progressing. This is what the Minister says. Jo Beth Kobe in her particular capacity. We can talk a little bit more about this tomorrow, God spare life. I can see if I can have Garth here with me and one or two other persons to be able to talk. But right now, I got to be able to introduce you to my guy, man, Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Market, is talking to us about what's happening around town. Ian, say good afternoon to the folks out there.
Hey, good afternoon, folks out there.
Every time I tell you to do...
But you don't ask me to say nothing else, you know. You say, yeah, say you good afternoon to the folks.
By now, you should know when I say, hey, Ian, say good afternoon to the folks out there. Let's see if you can fix that. And so Ian's in the studio with me. Ian, say good afternoon to the folks out there.
Hi, folks. Welcome. I'm so happy to be here.
You've got to be robotic. You got to be robotic with it now?
I don't. I mean, I say it one way. You come back, you attack me. You verbally attack me. I'm out here in the corner just cowering.
Howard, don't beat me. Courage the cowardly dog. Go ahead. What you say?
Hey, who's the dark fella? Hey, man. Hey, Howard, man. Hey, listen here. I am happy to be here today with you and everybody else out there in Radio Land and so forth. And if you're listening on the internet and stuff, hey, that's really good, too. Really quickly.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ian Thomas, and I'm from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers, of course.
You should use a British accent next time. Just try it.
Okay, let's go.
Let's try it.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is rubbish. Chuck it in the bin. All right. Want some tea and crumpets? Oh, bollocks.
I'll smack you around.
Hey, isn't it weird that if they smoke a cigarette in the UK, they say, hey, can you give me a fag?
That's what they call it.
Yeah, a cigarette. Yeah,
a fag.
Yeah, a fag. You got a fag? Hey, what's up, man? Okay, so listen here, man. Let's not get into that right now. So listen, my name is Ian Thomas. I'm from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers, of course, is a marketing company where we specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blast. So if you have a business or a business idea and you want to know how viable it is, please feel free to give me a call at 552-0212. 552-0212. Dial 552-0212. That's 552-0212.
I don't see nobody else singing that but you.
Man, listen, yeah.
Nobody. All these other pieces you just go, all these places you just began on. I don't see nobody helping you sing this song.
Listen, I mean.
I'm sending you an invoice.
They go in there and they hum it. They hum it.
Hum
they
it?
They humming it. They hum it. Yeah, they hum. Yeah, wait, yeah.
Hummus.
Hey. No diddy. Yeah, man. So how you been, man, Howard?
I live and giving God praise. I wasn't going to be here today. I told you that.
I know.
I wasn't going to be here today. I had a couple other things scheduled. I got some stuff coming on. I wasn't going to be here. I got a couple calls. April said, Howard, you got to do this. You got to do that. So I said, all right. You know what? Okay, let me come
cool,
in.
Cool, cool,
do what I have to do.
Yeah. That reminds me.
I'm glad that you were here with us.
Thank you so much. That reminds me. A couple months ago, I was in Ghana, and some friends took me out for dinner, but some of the food didn't sit well with me. So I spent most of my vacation in the bathroom, suffering from gonorrhea.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
I knew you would.
Come on,
sir.
Come on. You mean actual? As a result of what you consume in Ghana, you're rare, but certain, right? Because gonorrhea is a whole different
stomach
flu. You don't want to get gonorrhea in Ghana.
Praise God. Man, listen here, man. Hey, listen here. Anybody out there need a moving truck? Truck to move. I want you to call my guy.
Oh, I thought you mean, because I didn't expect the truck to keep still.
No.
Oh, you didn't mean like that?
Yeah, like a movers, a moving company.
Oh, yeah, okay.
A moving company. My company, DNZ Movers. They are incredible, wonderful, young, young guys, and with an incredible team of helpers.
So if you get kicked out of the apartment today.
Good. Go ahead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could call them.
You and your
them.
Boyfriend decide that it quits today.
Yeah. This ain't working.
I'm sick and tired of you.
Yeah. I'm so tired of
you. You call a mover.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to.
And they can move you.
Today.
They can move you today or scheduled date in the future. So.
If your boyfriend gone away today.
Right. So you want to call DNZ Movers. They're reliable trucking and moving services located right here in Nassau. You can call them for a free quote. The number is 829-4660, 829-4660.
So how they can verify if this is my house? Suppose I call them to help me move some things, but I teeth in this.
No. You got to show them the key, your ID.
I can do all this.
You got to show them all these different things. Make sure you say, come this way. It's an easy way to get in this house. Right through this window.
Help me move this out of the window.
Move this out of the window.
The dog giving me problems.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let me get this broom. Let me knock this camera.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. So call Mr. Thompson, like I said, at Reliable DNZ Movers, 829-4660. That's Mr. Thompson. Don't wait around for a family member or a friend who promised you.
Put it in your car.
Yeah.
You ever see them videos?
Yeah, I seen it. It's crazy.
The fellas got them little small car.
And try to help people.
Japanese car. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got the couch on it.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
They got two couches, one on the top and one dragging on the road.
Yeah, and they got a little hatchback and things can't fit in. You're absolutely right, Howard. Don't be one of those people.
To save a couple dollars?
Well, but that doesn't make any sense because you can end up spending more money if one of the things fall out. Or
you break up your thing, now you ain't got nothing.
And not to mention you might be dropping stuff in the road and then that's another bill with the cops pulling up. So, Howard, you're absolutely right. And like I was saying, you don't want to wait around for some family members or friends. Say, look, when I get off from work, or I can check your side.
You know they want to let anything out.
Yeah, that ain't making no sense. You want to call professional people who will help you move. And like I said, they will come and help you hassle-free.
How do you know I can
no help long you? Talk. With scheduled pickup and delivery date, it's no problem. If you need something, some freight picked up, like cargo picked up from the airport or boat, they can do that, correct, from the harbor. Convenient pickup of shipments from planes and boats. Secure transfer of fragile and high-value items, residential and commercial. If you guys are relocating, like Howard said, you got some furniture, they can help you with that. Junk and trash removal, that's a big thing.
Suppose it's a single woman and I ain't got nobody to help me. Do they send men to help you lift these things? They just do this?
Yeah. They got big, big, strong, strapping guys that come that way and help you out. And they say, lucky I'm asked. Come in, let me help you move this bed.
You're so strong.
You're so strong.
Oh, my God.
Get over here.
You know, I said he's getting there. They don't have to pay for tip like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
they
always say,
oh, my God, you're so strong.
I ain't never to be, yeah. Miss, no way with this, man. Just give me a number.
I strong, miss. Don't touch me. Eh?
No,
I can eat the $10
list. No, don't worry about that. You don't got to worry about that. These guys are professional. Don't listen to me and Howard, yeah? You got to get trash removal. Howard, plenty of people listening to your show here. So people go ahead and message me. Let me turn this off. So if you want to be removing unwanted furniture, all appliances, you need some packaging material moved, they can help you. Construction site debris removal, they can help you. Great for small businesses that are on a budget. That's ideal for you guys. So you want to take the number down. Like I said, furniture or appliance delivery at the store that you purchase your items from, they might be, hey, you know, we're busy right now. We have a delivery date for you next week sometime. You can call D&Z Movers. They will help you. They got a wonderful flatbed truck.
Are they affordable?
They more than affordable. They are really, really good price.
D&Z sound like your cousin them.
No, you know, you're not.
So they, I want that kind of price too.
Okay, now you're talking.
I want family price.
You want a family?
Because when you pull up, I can say,
I'm definitely going to tell you that. Cuts? I'm definitely going to say.
I say, cousin,
but that sounds good. Okay, you say it sounds like a family business.
It's so a family business.
Yes, so I want a family price.
Yeah, you ain't saying all these kind of highfalutin words.
Okay, then.
You tell me D and Z. That's two
D
fellas.
D and Z. Yeah.
That's so, Devin and Chivago, yeah. Right? I guess. I don't know.
But Jay, I know Chivago. Listen,
whoever this is. Yeah. That could be Zach. We don't know. But there's my cousin.
Same day delivery. You can schedule for something in the future. And this is ideal for individuals who may have items in storage and a warehouse, especially moving.
Now, they on time?
Very much on time.
Now, listen to me. Let's be very clear about this, okay?
I'm glad you said that.
As a black man,
yes.
When we buy things and get things, we just be a little antsy.
Yeah, I want my
ask the import and export company.
Yes.
We be litchy.
I use them.
We want new things. We want our things now.
I used them a couple weeks ago because I'd gotten some lumber. And that's what this is. And that's why I said they locked up with their orders. So I was able to go ahead and.
If I'd known that, I'd get, because I bought some lumber last week.
Yeah.
While you and I sitting down, I waiting for it to be delivered to me right now.
Right.
You understand?
Oh, that's okay. That's good. That's
but I bought it from last week.
So you are a prime example of what happened. Sometimes
people tell me, call me and say, Mr. Grant, we can't deliver till Tuesday. Then they call me back and say, we can't deliver till Thursday.
Right. You don't pay and you want your stuff there. So you say, I'm not going to wait around. I'm going to call D&Z at 829-4660, 829-4660. They can go and pick it from that company that you purchased from, or the next day, or whenever is a great time that's feasible for you to receive your items. So once again, like I said, ideal for individuals who might have stuff in storage or a warehouse, especially moving services, they can do. So you got a piano to move, antiques, or some fine art.
D&Z.
They can do that.
D&Z.
Heavy equipment or
machinery. Where's your family?
Heavy equipment or machinery transport. You want to transport your motorcycle? They can do that. Events set up and break down. You know, some of them times you get you order like a big tent to come by your house and everything like that. Sometimes those guys say, I'm not going to come back until a day later or moving. So you rental companies out there, you guys can come commission D&Z to do some
go
some
get extra, it because you only got one box truck.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying. You got it, man.
They got to diversify their portfolio.
Man, so definitely, they can help you with venue setup and breakdown. That's it. That's D&Z Movers. The phone number is 829-4660, 829-4660. He didn't tell me to mention this, but I'm still going to mention. This is the same company that I've been promoting with you for a couple of months that does the hurricane windows and doors. He says they're practically almost sold out, but they're having a
show.
We talk
listen,
about
hey,
it's right there
I
on East
I
Street.
I told you I need windows.
It's right there on East Street in the Orsa Child.
You and I sit down
hotel.
And talk. I said, Ian, I need windows.
Man, you don't tell people lying. Say, stop storying.
Story.
Stop storying.
It's more than a story.
Too much. Yeah.
Well, you can go these two, three stories.
Yeah, three stories. Man, call D&Z Movers right now and also ask them about when those hurricane windows and doors coming in. The phone number one more time, 829-4660.
It's the $200-something windows, right?
Yeah, those casement windows. They got the double, and they got the doors and everything. You hit him up, dude. I can forward you the number. Let me write this number down, man.
I want the cousin discount.
Mr. Thompson, D&Z Movers, 829-4660. 829-4660, 829-4660.
And Mr. Thompson?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And get your movers and everything sorted out. Love them. Hey, Howard, a lot of people have been calling me. They said, Ian, You always used to talk about, you haven't talked about it for a little while, Eastwood Family Practice. Now, two main things we're talking about today. We're talking about their full 7-panel STD screening test. That's for
7-panel STD screening?
Yes.
Is this for the gonorrhea?
Yeah, this is for the gonorrhea.
From Ghana?
It's not funny. Honey, let me serious now.
You say you're going to Ghana.
Let's go ahead.
Get gonorrhea.
Listen. You guys, it's very important to know your status to help prevent spread of sexually transmitted diseases and infections. Remember, at Eastwood Family Practice, they have the ability to treat all common STDs. We're talking trichomonas, chlamydia, gonorrhea, herpes, hepatitis, syphilis, and HIV.
Trichomonas.
If you're entering a new relationship, this is a wonderful time. If you're entering a new relationship, you trying to give me a number?
Watch out
for this person comes and gives me a
watch
piece
for
of paper.
Eastwood family.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Okay, so listen, it's so very important. Let me give the phone number because it's so important. You might be driving around right now and you say, you know what? I just meet this fella. I real talk, Howard. I was thinking about this when I was sitting eating breakfast this morning. They say, you know what, I just meet this fella. And some people go ahead, Howard, you're unlucky that Howard, when you're unlucky, man, I don't like that man. Look, man, Howard, look what I'm talking, man. So you go ahead and you say, some people say, I just meet this fella. And some people like have a 3-day rule, a 3-week rule, a 3-month. I feel comfortable. And then they just throw the whole protection thing out of the window. There's always a time when they say, okay, well, we ain't using no protection no more. This is so.
It's happening to Bahamas all the time.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's why.
After 3 times of having sex with a woman,
we gone.
The condom is
mine. I trust you. I trust you too.
The little children in the car, right? Not today. Okay. So
that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, let's have a very clear conversation.
Yeah. So,
and for the married people, you already know about this, but this is that's how these children is acting on this road now.
Yeah.
They have sex with you one time,
2 times, 3 times. And they say, that's it.
With the condom?
Yeah.
Right? 2 times with the condom.
Yeah, we go in.
We should know each other with clarity and with understanding.
Mm-hmm.
They take it off.
And it doesn't matter what the trust factor is, what was happening before you guys entered in this relationship.
They don't know.
So go ahead. If you're really serious about taking that relationship to the next level,
I hear Dr.
know
Umar,
your status.
I hear Dr. Umar say, you can get an STD from these things, a spiritual transmitted disease.
Oh, yes, that's...
Not just sexual.
Not sexual, a spiritual
one. And people don't take none of this into consideration.
Man, listen to you, Howard, man.
They just want, man, let me go. Let me tell you. Let me feel it, man.
If you're entering a new relationship, or let's just say you're already in a relationship, Howard, maybe husband and wife, maybe boyfriend and girlfriend, whatever title you may put on this, and you say, you know what, I don't think that, I think something's going wrong. I don't think that this guy has really been faithful or whatever, this woman's been wondering or something like that, you know, down there, feel a little itchy and scratchy and stuff like that. Something ain't right. Let me go get myself tested. Please go to Eastwood Family Practice. Now, where are they located? They're located number 50 Rosetta Street, right in the middle of town. That's Mount Royal Avenue and Montrose Avenue, right in between of Montrose Avenue and Montrose, in between Mount Royal and Montrose Avenue. Ian, get it right. Number 50 Rosetta Street. So right on Rosetta Street, right between them two red lights. The phone number, 698-0935. 698-0935. Open up from Monday to Saturday. Dr. Roll, Adrian Roll, an incredible doctor. Really, really efficient. And he takes time to spend with his patients and talking with them about things that they are not familiar with and explaining, not just using these big medical terms and not explaining what's going on. You want to get proper screening for all the STDs. You want to go down there and check them out. They also want to let you know diabetes, hypertension management. That's so important. So then you can reach your so you can maintain.
When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this trichomonas.
Trichomonas,
whatever this is. I just want to make it sexy. Itching in the genital area, bad smelling, thin vaginal discharge.
Yeah.
Burning with urination, pain with sex.
Someone, me.
You think so?
Someone listening right now and saying, that's me.
Bad odor?
Bad odor coming from down there.
Let me get back when you talk about it. Quick break, guys. Gonna be right back after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation. The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Contact DaVinci Printing Innovators today for all your printing needs. Customized receipt books, NCR forms, invitations, event tickets, program booklets, business and ID cards, flyers, posters, and banners. They're scanning, printing, lamination, and binding services. Also, a variety of office supplies. No design, no problem. Dedicated graphic designers are ready to serve you. DaVinci Printing Innovators, located in the Village Road Shopping Mall, or browse services online at www.davinciprinting242.com, where printing is an art.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company. The foundation, Ian is telling me all about these things. I've never heard about trichomoniasis. You got me saying trichomonia.
I say trichomonas.
It's trichomoniasis. You know, I just go and read up on these things. What the hell is trichomoniasis? It sounded like the same symptoms that you would have if you had syphilis, gonorrhea, or any of those particular things. It's a scent, a discharge, and well, the one thing that's different that I see here that I haven't seen in the others is that it's pain with sex, a trichomoniasis.
Jesus.
So you get the vaginal discharge, and typically this is typically a sexually transmitted disease, right? This is heavy.
It's definitely heavy.
The preventions of getting, how do you prevent this? Not having sex, using condoms, and not douching. This is the information that's in here. Mm. And so you want to be able to find out as much as you possibly can about these things if you're sexually active and you are a typical Bahamian man who you believe, girl, we just go now after the first encounter with protection. You got a condom for the first time.
Right.
Second time, you got protection.
Mm-hmm.
Third time, well, you know, baby doll.
Come on, man. Look at it.
Come on, listen, baby.
Look at it. Just look at it. Look at it. Anything wrong with this?
I good.
What's that? You had blueberries. You've got blueberries on it. Oh, my God.
He said, let me see if you have anything.
Oh, my God.
Baby, is that you down there?
Cut the light off. Cut the light off.
He said, what's that smell? She said, you wake part of ski.
What?
Don't take make it me easy, Howard. Come on, we're serious now. But serious. We're adults, Howard. Come on.
I ain't bathed today. Well, I just go off the site.
You sound like you ain't bathed for a while.
Sir, you didn't bathe this month.
I water off.
No, not but I try to get the dose. No, listen. I think a lot of persons, especially with STDs, when you have syphilis, I don't think women know, and this is scientific, women don't necessarily know as often as men do, that one, you have a discharge, and two, there is a stench or a slight scent associated with syphilis. So women could be able to be carriers longer than men.
Wowzers.
Because men, right instantly, you have sort of a
sensation,
green
yeah.
discharge mm-hmm. in your underwear if you
if you
don't freeball. Because some fellas out here just...
Yeah.
They're out here like Fabio and not wearing any underwear. But if you find yourself with discharge, you got to be able to go down to the clinic.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. And listen, that's Eastwood Family Practice. Wants to be right in between Mount Royal Avenue and Montrose Avenue, right there on Rosetta Street. Phone number 698-0935, 698-0935.
Remember, and don't kick the people door open and say, hey, look, yo, I got an STD. Who got it?
No. You come in there and you say...
You whisper like everybody, decent people. Excuse me, I have a little itch.
Yeah, you say, I need to see the doctor, please. And boom, I like... Put me ahead of everybody else.
If they see you sitting down in the chair and you keep crossing your leg.
But the other important thing that Dr. Roll wanted me to relay and showcase today is also that they have now been able to bring the cost of Ozempic down. So Ozempic weight loss program is now available at Eastwood Family Practice right there in Palmdale. If you guys are ready to take control of your weight and transform your life, Eastwood Family Practice on Rosetta Street.
I feel like I should be like a guinea pig.
No, you can try it. Listen.
Excuse me. When I say guinea pig, this is a free thing. Let's just be very clear.
Oh, you know, wait a second.
You could tell everybody in the Bahamas.
You can talk with him. Now, listen. So you listen to this so you can get all the proper information. So now they offer the most effective weight loss program on the market featuring Ozempic, the number one way to shed pounds.
Tell Dr. Rule, come sit down with me, please. And stop sending me.
Quickly and safely. I want you to call him.
No, I don't have to call him. Tell Dr. Rule, come sit with me and talk on the radio.
Okay, I definitely will then.
Because I myself has taken on a position to read up about Ozempic.
Yes.
And found out a few things that I'd like him to be able to discuss with me.
Okay. And you individuals who may miss the show, the opportunity to speak with Dr. Rule, then you can call there directly. And also, I'm giving you the cell number to call or WhatsApp. So let me give you that number since individuals like yourself are so eager. The office number 698-0935, 698-0935, 698-0935. You can call or WhatsApp him on his cell phone. As you can see, he's not afraid or opposed to the public having their number. 376-0935. 376-0935. So both numbers have this the four last digits, which is 0935. So you got 698-0935 and 376-0935. Now let me just continue with this very quickly, Howard. So Ozempic, the number one way to shed pounds quickly and safely, with a fantastic proven results for all these patients who
just cut on the TV and look at Emma.
Yep.
Hollywood Insider.
Patients using Ozempic lost up to 15 pounds in 3 months. That's incredible, Howard.
Hold on.
Yep.
3 months?
Yep.
I see some of them in 3 days.
Look, no. Some people. It varies for different people. If I'm not mistaken, the more weight an individual has, that's the quicker it comes off until you get down and into. into a lighter weight category, then, you know, it's a little bit more. But get all the proper information
so
there.
So you start looking like Star Jones.
But listen, Howard, let's be nice. At Eastwood Family Practice, they say you can experience the same life-changing transformation. They want you to give them a call and just see how easy it is to start Ozempic. Especially right now, Eastwood Family Practice has made this a weight loss plan even more affordable. Patients are now in awe at just how little it takes just to get started.
We can do that on our insurance.
Imagine. Listen now. Well, I'm not quite familiar. I'm not sure about this. So listen, I don't think insurance may cover this. But listen, for the first 3 months, you pay $275 a month. For the first
Listen.
For the fourth and fifth month, $343 a month, which includes comprehensive support from your physician and his team. You'll attend weekly clinics. Each clinic visit weekly is just $30. That includes the medication dispensing and a one-on-one consultation and personalized meal plan. If you want a meal plan because you don't really know how to eat properly, they can go ahead and offer that up to you. For those who need that extra guidance, go ahead. You can make the call and start with an initial physician assessment. The initial visit just to find out if you're a great candidate for this, it's only $76. So you go down there and you meet and they tell you everything what's happening. So remember, you want to stay committed and you're guaranteed to see your modification begin. Your friends and your family members, I'm telling you, Howard, they'll be astonished when they witness the new you. Ladies and gentlemen, what are you waiting for? You got to go ahead and let that transformation start today. Call Eastwood Family Practice right now, 698-0935, or call Dr. Roll at 376-0935. You want to visit them? Number 50 Rosetta Street, Palmdale.
Where you say they're located?
Number 50 Rosetta Street, Palmdale. So you're on Palmdale and you're heading west. They're on the right-hand side between Mount Royal and Montrose Avenue. You can't miss it. I don't like calling other people names, but let me just do it right across the road from like where Bahari is or was, and like United Plaza, wherever they is or was, right there on Rosetta Street.
So the Black Plaza right there.
Yeah, you got it. Hey, 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 don't be racist.
On the left-hand side right there.
African-American Plaza, huh?
On the left-hand side. Oh, so after you pass where the fellas has cooked the food.
Yes. Right? They're on the opposite side.
Chef, something. I can't remember. The
yes, right? Yes, yes, yes.
And then on the left-hand side.
You got it.
They
you
got it. Yeah. A lawyer's office.
That's and, it. Right. And, yes. Right there.
A doctor something.
That's it. Exactly right there. What you were just talking about. You got, but how would you get around, you know? Just like Tupac, you get around, boy.
Round and round.
I get around, okay, I'm telling go. You, man. Hey, man, listen, you're going to go to Eastwood Family Practice, check out Ozempic, and see how inexpensive it is to get started, lose those pounds, and don't forget also those STD testing. Go ahead and get treated down there. You got to jump on a break?
No.
Okay, good. Ah, Howard, can't come here without talking about Bahamian Seafood Connection, number one seafood company in the world. Man, listen, they say every time I come here, phone be ringing off the hook.
Well, I don't want to hear about it.
Huge number of people messaging me for the price of a kit of snapper. Kit of snapper, $242. Every place else, almost like $260.
I don't know how their fish tastes.
Their fish tastes good?
Yeah, but they need to give me a sample.
Listen, I said you won't go there this weekend? I've been there last weekend.
I won't go there today.
You won't go today? Okay, I can try and make that call.
Call.
So let me just finish.
Try to make no call.
Listen.
Make the call. They're listening to you right now.
Get a kit of snapper for $242, ladies and gentlemen.
I want
it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. Bahamian Seafood Connection is the number one place.
A kit of snapper for how much?
$242.
242. I like that.
Just like the area code for the Bahamas.
242.
It's the place where
restaurants...
Remember
the area code used to be 809?
I remember that. Yeah. Yeah, I think my grandparents told me about that because I was younger then.
Just lies in the
sea. Ah, come on! Can't a guy stay young forever? So it's the number one place where restaurants purchase from. So why not cut out the middleman and go straight to them? Bahamian Seafood Connection has the best prices in town.
No, this kid is snapper. They didn't clean these things.
Yeah, they clean them. You got it.
They didn't yuck the guts of
there. Take out all the guts.
Scale off.
Take out the guts.
Right?
Yes.
And so all I got to do is just put a couple slices in it, get my little pepper and salt and season it up properly.
You're not a cook.
I can get the pepper and salt from them.
You can get everything right there. They got seasoning.
They got
and I'm so glad.
Out.
After you reminded me.
I see people on their fish. I don't understand. Just go with the classic.
Why would they put a computer program on a fish?
No, and that's what the thing called?
Oh, Adobe the season. I thought you mean the program.
Oh, Jesus.
Like for Windows 10 or so. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. Howard, people ask me for the phone number. You got me tripping right on. The phone number for Bahamian Seafood Connection is 3410734. 3410734. You can WhatsApp them at 822-6180. That's 822-6180. Where is they located? They're located on Fire Trail Road. So you can find them if you're heading west on Fire Trail Road. So you're heading west towards Gladstone Road. Immediately after you're passing Epic Battery, that's on the right-hand side, you're going to look to your left in an orange plaza. It's called the Fire Trail West Plaza. And that's where you'll see Bahamian Seafood Connection, which you can get there. Mm-hmm. I like this. My favorite part. You can get shrimp.
Scrimp.
Scrimp. That's my boy say scrimp. Go straight down the road and get some scrimp. So $17. That you can get like the six bag of 16 or 20 shrimp for $17. You can get lump crab. $27. Whole chicken, $9. Snapper filet, $4.95. Calamari rings, $9. Custards at $6.25. You can get cracked chicken, $5. Mahi-mahi, $5. 6-ounce salmon, $5. Lobster tails, $5. New York strip beefsteak, $5.85. And single rack of lamb, $29. You get it all down there at Bahamian Seafood Connection. Ladies and gentlemen, I used to go other places back in the day. I don't go anyplace else than Bahamian Seafood Connection. Go down there. You WhatsApp me right now. I won't give out at least 10 snapper. Not to one person. I could give two and two. And
10
two and
kits
two.
Or
10? No, buddy. 10 snapper, buddy. Snapper by themselves.
You gotta be clear with Negroes, sir.
These are single parent
just
snappers.
Just one snapper?
You're just gonna get one snapper.
You come to be just shaking the one snapper in the air. All right, open your hands.
Yeah, open your hand. I say, here, you want the head or the tail? I like head. I bet you do. So go down there and get your and give me a call. WhatsApp me, 552-0212, 552-0212, and I can hook you up with some snapper. I might get a tree snapper. But just say, hit me up and say, Ian, hey, look, yeah, I like fish. And I go, put your name in the little ballot, little box, little jar. And I'm going to let the company pick out the winner, not me. I'm going to let them do that. So that's Bahamian Seafood Connection. I told you where it is. Trail West Plaza, right there on Fire.
One snapper.
No, I get two. I get two snappers.
Let me take a quick break, guys. When we get back, we can talk a little bit more about what's happening around town. They sweat a brother majorly, and I don't know why your girl keeps paging me. She tell me that she needs me, cries when she leaves me, and every time she sees me, she squeeze me. Lady, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Hey, yo, bust it. Baby, got a problem saying bye-bye. Just another hazard of a fly guy. Your ass wide don't matter. My pockets got fatter. Now everybody skip over the ladder. And ain't no need in being greedy. If you wanna see me, try to keep a number, baby, when you need me. And I'll be there in a jiffy. Don't be picky, just be happy with this quickie. But when you learn, you can't time it down, baby, dog. Check it out. I get around. What you mean you don't know?
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'll be there in a jiffy. Don't be picky, just be happy with this quickie. But when you learn, you can't time it down, baby, dog. Check it out. I get around. What you mean you don't know? Check it out. I get around.
And we are back. I want to be able to wish Amanda a happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Amanda. That's Peter's daughter. Happy birthday, Amanda. I pray that God continues to be able to watch over you, bless as you, keeps you in your time as you move from glory to glory and make those things happen. Guys, we're sitting here with none other than my very good friend, Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Market, is telling us all about that one fish that you could win as he puts it in your left hand. Just come there with you. Make sure you get your glove on at least, right? Or you can smell like fish. Get your one fish today, right? But he's been telling us about these things, man. He told us about Bahamian Seafood Connection. He told us about Eastwood Family Practice and the fact that you can be able to check yourself out, man. Make sure you get yourself taken care of as it relates to any STDs and all those persons who wish to be able to step on this diet. It's now affordable for the Ozempic, and you could be able to do that. You know, when this came out, these shots is like $1,500 a month.
I know.
It's expensive as hell.
It's come down drastically.
People have to make a determination. They're listening to me, $1,500 a month. You know how much McDonald's?
Either I can lose weight.
How much McDonald's that could buy?
Yeah, or I can send a child to college.
$1,500 a month is a lot of money.
I'm telling you.
But now it's affordable. You say you started off as good $200 and it goes up with more protections, opportunities, and
people have been losing sort of guides to help you. 20, 30 pounds, and
this is good stuff,
even
man.
More until you reach your ultimate goal when you go to Eastwood Family Practice and just ask about Ozempic. And just say, hey, I want to get
some questions to Dr. Roll about that.
Yeah, definitely, man. I gave you the number, the cell number. But I'm staying on health. Tasty Bye Instant Oats. A lot of people have been saying, hey, Ian, ever since you and Howard and have been talking about it, I've gone to a lot of the food stores and I've seen, hey, they have it at the food store.
My kids enjoy it in the morning with a little honey. I told you that.
Oh,
honey.
Yes.
Little honey and
And what did you
cinnamon.
Say that you put on your oats? What do you like? You said you put
you put anything.
You put
on
honey. No, what do you put? What do you put? You like?
I like honey and bananas.
Honey and bananas.
Honey, bananas, and there's a little dash of cinnamon.
Oh yes.
You could be able to put that on there, but some people put apples on
apples,
it. Strawberries,
bananas, berries, blackberries, strawberries, blueberries, all those berries.
They put all those particular things on that, right?
It's really good. It's really, really good. And also, they want to let you guys know that you can find because like I did a couple of weeks ago, Tasty Bye. Is the name of the parent company. Yes, they brought the oats to the Bahamian public, but now they've also introduced the basmati rice, and that's what everyone's going crazy over also. So I want you to go in there and check out the oats when you go to the food stores. It's in most of your leading food stores. You got your Super Value, you got Courtesy.
I see a girl call it balsamic rice the other day. I just want to let you know that.
Well, I don't know.
Basmati rice. Everybody was confused.
Maybe that's something different. But this is where you can find basmati rice and also Centerville Food Store. Mm-hmm. That's on Market. Let's call it Centerville Food Market. That's 6 Terrace Centerville. Cotton Tree Convenience Store. That's on Bernard Road. Courtesy Supermarket.
That's
on
Michael
Road.
Huh? That's a Bradley, right? Centerville Supermarket.
You got it.
I see Bradley in a little while.
I just WhatsApp him and tell him I'm on this show. I definitely will. So you got Courtesy Supermarket on Carmichael Road, JCF Supermarket, that's East Street South, Meat Max and Grocery, that's Carmichael Road, right here in Carmichael Road. All the Super Value stores, Quality Supermarkets, EL Roll Supermarket, that's North Andros, and right there in your hometown, Express Food Mart, stores right there in Freeport, and Stop and Shop Grocers in Freeport, Grand Bahama. So they got it right there in your...
These fellas expanding, man.
In your country.
They're doing some wonderful things.
So your country's doing pretty good.
They got to go in Abaco now, Habaco.
In Habaco. But man, let me tell you something. The oats are good. Everyone who wants to eat healthy, lose some weight, and manage your cholesterol, that's why they turn to Tasty Buy's Instant Oats. It's wonderful. It tastes really, really good. And like Howard says, he eats it. How many mornings do you eat it?
My kids love it, man.
Your kids love it?
Yeah.
You got some good kids, man. So you can reduce your cholesterol, start eating healthy, and lose weight. Plus, it just tastes really, really good. Really good with all this. She says, hey, I put it on my face and my skin after a matter of weeks. Just start looking.
How does she get it off?
Really
does she
good.
Just lick it off? Or
I don't know. I got to go online and check out how do you do that.
Then, after you do all this. Go down to Eastwood Family Practice.
Tasty Buys. They've got the basmati parboiled rice. This is crazy because a lot of people are not familiar. Didn't know that it can come in parboil, and that they've connected with their
producers. Are people like
their
excited
producers.
For parboil rice?
Did yeah, man.
Parboil?
Because it's easier to make.
They can't cook.
I'm so good with parboil, I ain't gonna lie.
Because you can't cook.
Don't say it like that.
Okay, how you
but
want
it? Does. It
because you can't
my
cook.
My parboil comes out so great.
Sir, everybody parboil comes out great. If you burn it, you should just quit.
You do whatever amount of rice, you do the double with the water. And it does.
See,
so
don't
easy.
Let no woman trick you by trying to slide you on a parboiled rice.
But listen, hey, look here. But this rice tastes really good now. And you guys will pat yourself on the back for making the switch. It's healthy benefits. It has healthy benefits, like I said. The rice is low in fat.
They got the regular long grain and they got parboil.
This is long grain also. It's nice and soft and fluffy. But the thing about it is it's excellent for diabetics. And that's the selling point,
rice.
Right? The basmati rice.
I go with the jasmine. I don't know if I had basmati rice most recently. I can tell my wife cooked a little.
Yeah, really gummy at all. And Miss Wells is hitting me right now.
The rice shouldn't be gummy.
I know.
If your rice gummy, you can't cook.
Yeah, look at she writing right now. She says, please tell the people, Ian, This cooks really well and it's not gummy. Very fluffy. She uses it. And she says a lot of her family members use it. But she says she does have one family member who is plagued with diabetes and stuff. And that was kind of against eating rice and so forth like this. But this is excellent for individuals who has that, who's going through the diabetes and so forth. So I just want you go to your grocery store. If you don't see it on the shelf, you roll on the ground, you throw a tantrum. Where this darn rice is?
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Make sure I say that. Say, Howard tell me to come in your shop and I could fool.
Howard.
Yes, yeah. So it's not like the same old parboiled rice like what you guys are used to. This rice tastes really good. It's and you're going to be able to tell because it comes in a nice big green package. So it's well packaged and you'll see it on the shelf and you just ask for it and it's lovely. And she says, Howard, tell Howard he's doing a great job. And she say, if you didn't have the rice yet, Howard, she says she want to give you an. She want me to bring you a bag of the rice. You tried the rice yet?
No, some bit.
Okay.
I don't know what you just come here for with your hand swinging. Your grandmother never tell you better than
I
that.
I bring my hand, my hand swinging. I bring my keys.
No,
kids.
But then you give me a car.
In the name of Jesus.
The concept is don't come to nobody place with your hand swinging. Bring yes. things.
Yes.
If you got the rice, bring the rice.
Yeah, but Howard. Listen, look, this is what else they tell me. Look at that. She says, someone write me right now to say, in addition, it's also gluten-free and all natural. So it's ideal for those with dietary restrictions. And when it comes to dishes, it's extremely suitable for sushis and curries and stir-fries, paired with nice spices and tender meats and veggies. You just sit back and fall in love with the flavor. Enjoy the quality, tradition, and taste of authentic Indian basmati rice. Cook it, savor it. And just like millions all over the world, you'll love it. Now, if you're a store and you want to get in contact with them and say, I want to carry that rice sound good. Because all the other stores carrying it, don't get left out. 677-5038. Say, hey, I want to carry that rice with that man.
If he's a little convenience store or something and you want to
do that. Yeah. Oh, a couple convenience stores called me from the Family Islands last week. So and I didn't get a chance to talk to one guy. I hope he calls me back. The phone number 677-5038, 677-5038. Now remember, if you're an individual, you're not going to call them and they're going to come and deliver it. No, it doesn't work like that. You're going to call them and say, I have a store. I want to carry this rice. I'm going to give you the WhatsApp number, 424-3826, 424-3826. I see the time here. We got to get out of here. But last before I go, people are asking me, what's the price of the bully pill? You're going to get that bully pill for $55 for a bottle of six. It's an all-natural pill. If you are suffering from erectile dysfunction or your things really ain't thinging and it ain't nice and strong and hard like how it used to be, you need a bully pill. Go ahead and get that right now today. $55 for a bottle of six. Doesn't matter if you are diabetic or you have hypertension. You get that bully pill. You carry on dead bad. Take the pill, drink some water.
These people carry on dead bad with your bully pill.
Yeah.
Then, boom, go look at Dr. Roll again. You gotta go find him again.
Hey, get that bully pill, $55. You and your gal, if you can't on board, you and your wife, she's gonna enjoy it. She say, Lord, then wake up the dead. That man don't leave
wake
me alone.
Up the dead.
He wouldn't let me sleep. Touch it. Leave me alone, Harold. Get your hand off me. Tell Mr. Thomas. I know why he give you this pill. Walking around all day, this thing all poking out.
This is what he is. She said.
That's what she'd say.
Very she much. Sound like her teeth is in the cup on the table.
Yeah, well, she have to take out her teeth.
Yeah, she needs to stop.
Happening.
She needs to stop.
She said, I'm good to go.
Listen to me. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. I want to thank you for tuning in with On The Foundation. Grateful to be in your company. Always grateful. We're going to see you tomorrow. God's spear right here on The Foundation. And ain't no need in being greedy. If you wanna see me, try to keep a number, baby, when you need me. And I'll be there in a jiffy. Don't be picky, just be happy with this quickie. But when you learn, you can't time it down, baby, dog. Check it out. I get around.